There was nothing special about Somerset County. It was a deeply ordinary place. No astonishing thing ever happened there. The people who lived there were just regular people. And the animals, well, they were just plain old animals. They didn't question the order of things. So the days passed, one very much like the other. But one spring, on a small farm, a little girl did something. Something that would change everything.
Fern, go back to bed.
You're not gonna kill it, are you?
It's a run. Now go back to bed.
No, it's not fair.
Hey.
Can't help being born small.
Careful.
If I'd been born small, you've killed me.
Of course not. A little girl is one thing. A runny pig is another.
There's no difference. This is unfair and unjust. How could you be so heartless?
Come here. I want to show you something. You see that? You see? There's 11 pigs and only 10 peas. Sal can't feed it, honey.
Then I will. We'll feed you, take care of you, and absolutely will not let you kill him.
It's rude to point. Give me that.
Come sit, eat your breakfast. The bus will be here any minute.
Morning.
Hey, Pop, can I have a pig soup?
Nope. You only give pigs to early risers. Fern was up before dawn, ridding the world of injustice.
Fern, put that pig down and get to school. Avery.
See you.
Bye, Pop.
Have a good one, buddy. It says here we're going to get a lot of rain this month.
Fern, your books.
Bye.
First, these are some of the questions that you're likely to be asked in your exam this week. So please take particular note of every one. So, it's just a matter of following these questions and learning answers. Fern, what's going on?
Nothing.
Fern, what's on your desk?
Nothing.
Open it. Fern, you know better. It's a pig, okay? It's not a toy, not a doll, not a baby. A pig. And you need to start treating it like one. This is going too far. I know she loves animals, but you have to tell her.
I know. She's just so happy.
Does not feel good.
Fern, I'm really sorry, honey, but it's been long enough.
What?
Look, he's not a baby anymore, and I can't have you keeping what will soon be a 300-pound pet around the house.
No. Can't stay in the barn.
No. No, Fern, look, you know I've been selling the animals to get the new harvesting equipment. Pretty soon there's going to be no place in the barn for a pig.
I promised I'd take care of him.
Well, I'm letting you out of your promise.
I didn't promise you. I promised Wilbur.
What about Homer? He has animals.
Uncle Homer?
Sure, you'd make room for a pig. Yeah. He'd be right across the road.
Go to sleep, my little one. The sun has said goodbye for now. The moon shines on your beautiful face. My mom used to sing that to me to make me feel safe.
Fern had walked across the road to her uncle's barn hundreds of times before, but it had never felt so far away. It was just a big red barn full of typical stuff. Come to think of it, it couldn't have been more ordinary. But sometimes when you take two ordinary things and put them together at just the right time, there's a chance they'll become two less ordinary things. That runty pig, for instance, in that big old smelly barn. One sniff and you knew it was a place full of living things. But that didn't necessarily mean it was full of life. Nope. For that, this barn needed a pig.
This isn't so bad.
Only no one knew it yet.
Don't be afraid. He'll be okay.
Thank you.
see you every day. Be around so much, she'll be sick of me.
Something smart. Pigs are smart.
Pigs are not smart.
Apparently, they're as intelligent as dolphins. Advantage, dolphin.
He's gonna knock himself out.
Yeah, that dude's in your head.
How many times is he gonna try that?
Pigs out! Pigs out.
I told you pigs are smart.
He's gonna leave a mark.
Oh, look, Miss. Pigs out.
Sure is out. Out of his mind.
How about you walk a little fast?
Wait your turn.
Wait, Fern, come back.
Just run. Run, Pig. Be free. I would if I could.
Retreat. Retreat.
Don't retreat, Pig. Giddy up.
No, not the smokehouse.
Is he looking? Yeah, he's seen it.
Think he knows what it is?
Of course not. He's the spring pig. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah, pig.
Don't fall for it. You're out. And you're back.
There you go, Piggy. Attaboy, hit it.
Sold out for slop. I'd be into the county line by now.
You'd have made it if you'd just let me talk.
Made it to where? He's a pig.
Sorry, Major Dr. Flash. Your suggestions were really good, but I think I'd better stay here. Fern's gonna be back soon anyway.
He's as stupid as a stick, poor thing.
Should we speak to him?
Certainly not.
Oh, certainly not. Come on.
Sweetheart, it sounded almost like you said you'd run and be free if you could.
I meant if I were a pig. You know what happens to pigs around here.
Yes, I do. And it should never, ever be spoken of.
I'm gonna miss you today. See you when I get back, okay? All right, I gotta go, okay? See you later.
Bye, Fern. Hurry back.
Hi. My name's Wilbur. Anyone want to play? Anyone? It's raining, you know. And you know what you get with rain?
Lightning, typhoons, cholera,
dysentery,
frizzy hair.
That sad feeling.
No, good!
What the heck is he doing now?
Hey,
do you want
to join me? Come on, let's go!
Let's go!
How many times must I tell you? Just because we're sheep, it doesn't mean we have to follow.
Think for yourself.
Yourself, quite right.
No.
Yourself.
Oh, myself.
Yourself.
Hey, kid, this is a barn. We don't play, we work. Some of us, anyway.
Some of us? Are you implying, Ike, that we don't work? Because we work bloody hard, thank you.
Hard? You grow hair.
Grow hair?
good one. Excuse me.
Oh, and is that your contribution to society, you gassy ribeyes?
Filthy hairball.
Ribeyes.
Sorry, lip ball.
I'll sit. They're at it again.
It's really slippery. That's the fun part.
Oh, little itty bitty pig, could you come here, please? You said your name is Wilbur, right?
That's right. What's your name?
Gussie.
Gussie, great name.
Thank you, Wilbur. Now, you're so cute and pink, but you're wasting your time. These animals won't play.
What about you?
Me? Well, I have to stay on my eggs.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Otherwise, of course, I'd love to play.
So why can't you play?
Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
What about the rest of you? Don't any of you like to play?
Can't play on three empty stomachs.
Oh, well, for us, you know, there's this whole smell of wet wool business. Ghastly.
Ghastly. See, I'm afraid it's just not a play kind of place.
But you're all friends, right?
Oh, sure. We've been here together our whole lives.
I'm not so sure being in the same place is the same as being friends. I'm not hungry. I just wanted someone to play with me.
What's that? What is... Oh. Could it be... slops!
Oh, joy. It seems the pig slop has brought out the rodent.
Moldy cheese.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Did I have salami last night?
Ooh, yep. I guess I did.
Oh, charming. Oh.
Disgusting.
Hi there.
Oh, you're a pig. You're a pig. Pig equals slop. The rat is happy.
My name's Wilbur. Do you have a name, or is it just the rat?
Did you say just the rat? For your information, pig, the rat rules. We were here long before your kind, and we'll be here long after. So you just keep that in mind next time you feel like reducing me to just the rat.
You called yourself the rat.
I can call me that. You can't.
So you don't have a name?
Of course I do. It's Templeton.
Templeton? Great name.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Hey, you want to play Templeton?
For so many reasons, no. See, I don't play. I gnaw, I spy, I eat, I hide. Me in a nutshell.
Couldn't you just stay and chat?
Chat? Let me see. Gnaw, spy, eat, hide. Nope, chat ain't on the list. The rat is handsome. Tonight I dream of slop.
Fern, you are not going to see that pig again. It's too late.
But he's expecting me.
And I'm expecting you to finish your homework and go straight to bed.
But, Mom, I always tell him goodnight.
Not tonight.
You can't sleep if I don't. Hi. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Huh? Who said that? Who are you? Where are you? Are you invisible?
No. I'm nocturnal, which means I work at night, when you should be sleeping. Now I need to concentrate, so good night.
But I can't sleep now. Please tell me who you are. I'm just really lonely.
So I've seen. Look, you seem like a very nice pig, so I'll tell you what. If you go to sleep right now and let me work, we can converse tomorrow.
Converse?
I think your word was chat.
Oh, great. All right. Night. 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 Shh. Night.
Okay, he still hasn't moved. We've been here we've been here a long time, Ellen, yeah. And that guy ain't moving.
He's like a freak of nature.
I'm dying, man. I gotta get some corn.
I know, Brooksy. Just be patient.
Go.
Come on. Just a little further.
Okay, it's morning.
Hey, Bets, I wasn't drooling, was I?
Suck it up, Bets.
Would whoever addressed me last night kindly make yourself known?
What luck. An early riser, and he has things he needs to say.
Yeah, loud things.
I'm speaking to whoever spoke to me last night.
I suppose that would be me.
Okay. I can't see you.
Up here in the corner. The other corner.
I'm sorry. I still can't see you.
Well, move a little closer. I'll come down.
Oh. Hi. You're a...
Look, I've got a long day ahead of me, and I'm trying to get a little... Spider! Spider, get it away from me! Get it away! Get it away!
All right, keep your distance there.
That thing is creepy.
Golly, you're not being rude, are you?
No. I meant creepy in a nice way. You know, creepy good.
Mm-hmm. They eat their menfolk, you know? I know.
Well, still want to chat? Or are you going to join them?
I've never met a spider before. Did you make that? Is that what you were concentrating on last night?
Yes.
It's amazing. Think you could teach me how to make one of those?
Oh, hold that thought, please.
What are you doing?
Making breakfast.
Oh, boy.
Relax. First, I gave him a little nip to anesthetize him, so he'll be more comfortable. It's a little service I throw in. Then I wrap him up. Then I just say grace because, well, that's always nice, and he'll make a perfectly delicious meal.
So you eat flies?
No. Mm. I drink their blood.
Lying down on the job, eh?
Fighting like a girl.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You have all your meals brought to you in a pail. I don't get that kind of royal treatment. I am a trapper. I have to catch my food, which is why I make my home near you.
Please don't hurt me.
Well, since you said please. And just imagine how many bugs there would be in this barn. No, actually, in the world, if spiders didn't catch them. Insects would take over the planet the way I see it. I'm doing everyone a favor.
Except for the fly.
Yes, except for the fly. I think now is the time for me to say salutations.
What?
Salutations.
Oh, okay. I'll leave.
No, Wilbur. Salutations is just a fancy way of saying hello.
Oh, hello. Hey, you know my name. What's yours?
My name? My name is Charlotte. Charlotte A. Cavatica.
Charlotte. Great name.
Thank you. I've always thought so.
Hey, since you've said you know, that word, does that mean we're friends?
I suppose it does.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
Golly, yes! Go see what's going on over there.
What's going on? Hey, kid, what's going on over here?
Oh, sorry. I just made a new friend, that's all.
The spider. Oh, yeah. Good choice.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, you picked someone even more despised than me.
Won't anyone despise Charlotte? She made that amazing web, and she keeps bugs out of the barn.
Look at her. I mean, don't you think she's a little... Oh, what's the word? Ew!
I think she's beautiful.
I beg your pardon, she is hideous. Are we even seeing the same ruddy creature?
I guess not.
hopeless.
What a sorry little friendship that's gonna be.
There's an old expression that says that ignorance is bliss, and I'm inclined to believe it's true. Because on that late spring day, Wilbur was as happy as a pig could be. And those spring days rolled into summer days, days filled with endless conversation between the two unlikeliest of friends.
Charlotte, what's a spring pig?
A pig who was born in the spring.
Oh, and I thought it meant bouncy.
That would be a springy pig.
After Mrs. Mallard had laid 8 eggs in the nest, she couldn't go to visit Michael anymore because she had to sit on the eggs to keep them warm. She moved off the nest only to get a drink of water, or to have her lunch, or to count the eggs and make sure they were all there. One day the ducklings hatched out. First came Jack, then Cat.
Yeah, it's great!
Wilbur, what on earth are you doing?
You'll see.
Oh, that feels dumb! Yes, over to the left a bit. Yes. Is that a breeze? I feel I'm 10 pounds lighter.
I'm next.
I'm next too.
Say, looking pretty good, huh?
Sure is.
Hi there. Are you new to the barn?
I'm Wilbur.
Wilbur, it's me.
Me? Great name.
No, me. Me. Samuel, the sheep.
Wow, what happened to you?
I think you better leave the web spinning to me.
After weeks and weeks, and I'm talking about some long weeks of waiting and expecting, all the hard work has finally paid off.
Wow! Look at them! Their eggs are... And now they're just... Look at them! Wow, Gussie, you did a really terrific job.
They don't call me Mother Goose for nothing.
Congratulations.
Aww.
Would you look at that?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. It wasn't easy, but I managed.
You managed?
I'm kidding, honey. We managed.
6, 7. Weren't there 8 eggs? Could this be a dud?
Golly! Golly! Golly!
Whoa! Hey, whoa there, Father Goose. I'm just trying to help the happy couple.
What do you want with a rotten egg anyway?
I want a rotten egg for the simple reason that... You never know.
This one didn't make it. I think we have to let it go. Oh, take it and add it to that nasty, nasty collection of yours.
Last one out is a rotten egg.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Should have pecked
you. Don't you break that egg, Rat.
Broken rotten egg would make this barn stink to high heaven.
That'd be a change.
Why are you laughing, Bits? He just said we stink.
Oh, yes.
This will come in handy. You really are a handsome devil. Oh, boy. Exactly.
Saw a big old spider in the doorway. Gonna go catch it.
No, Avery! Come back
here. Here's Spidey, Spidey.
Is that you?
No. I smell a smell, though. Think it's scary guy?
He's trying to stink us away from the
corn!
Guess the yolk's on me.
That is good, Rodney. Yeah.
Oh, that stinks. Good.
That is disgusting.
We told you not to break that egg.
Now look what you've done, Rat.
It saved Charlotte, didn't it?
Yeah, Ingrates. I saved the leggy lady's life.
You meant that as a good thing, right?
Of course.
I do have a few eyes, you know. And I think Wilbur did most of the saving.
I know. Ironic, isn't it? He's saving you, and they're saving him for Christmas.
Templeton!
What's Christmas?
The day you'll be cured.
But I'm not sick.
Well, I didn't say you were sick.
Uh-oh. That was a mistake.
Yeah. Typical Rat.
What? You gonna lie to the future football here? Okay. But it's a sad statement when I'm the most honest guy in the place.
Templeton, what are you talking about?
Come winter, the farmer will be checking you into the old smokehouse hotel. And the only checking out that happens is when people gather around and say, check out that yummy sausage. Check out that sizzling bacon.
Oh, so that's what that is for.
Ain't for roasting chestnuts.
He wouldn't. Humans love pigs.
Well, they love pork.
Well, this is awkward, isn't it?
Charlotte, is it true?
Wilbur, few spring pigs get to see the snows of winter.
No, I can't believe this. I won't believe it.
Oh, Wilbur.
It isn't fair. I want to live. I want to see the snow.
And you will. I'm making you a promise right now. I am not going to let them kill you.
You're a spider. You're little. They're huge. How are you going to stop them?
I have no idea, but it's a promise. And promises are something I never break. Just don't you worry about it, Wilbur. Besides, it's a long time until Christmas.
Okay, Charlotte. If you say so. Dad?
Yeah?
Can I walk home? I promise Wilbur I'd be there right away.
Sure, that's fine with me.
Thanks.
Fern, wait. Why don't you go to the Whites or the Sergeants to bay and play, or you could have someone over.
Why?
Because you're spending too much time in that barn. It isn't good for you to be alone so much.
Alone? All my best friends are there. Except the Rat.
The Rat?
I wouldn't call him my friend, but the rest of them are. They tell the greatest stories, they make me laugh, and I promise them I'm reading this book, so I gotta go. Bye!
Dr. Dorian, it's ridiculous, isn't it, to think that animals can actually talk?
I don't know. Maybe an animal said something to me and I didn't hear it because I wasn't paying attention. Maybe children are just better listeners than we are.
Well, it worries me to no end.
What's got you worried is that her only friends are pigs, sheep, geese, and rats.
Well, not rats.
No. Does she look well?
Yes.
Appetite's good?
Mm-hmm.
Does she sleep well at night?
Yes. I mean, she's right as rain in that way.
Well, there is a name for her condition. It's called a childhood phase. And sadly, it's something she'll grow out of.
Charlotte? What are you doing?
Thinking. I do my best thinking upside down. Blood goes to my head and perks me up.
I've been thinking, too. You know, about Christmas.
Don't worry, Wilbur. We'll figure something out.
Come on, Ike.
Not to be too much trouble, but have you figured something out?
Not yet. But it's like a web. You make it, you wait, and something always comes.
Good night, Charlotte.
Good night, Wilbur. And swing.
Dick and...
Somi pig. Some pig.
It's a miracle. It's nothing short of a bona fide miracle. Minister Beecher?
Homer, Edith, what brings you here? Divinity?
We think so.
We'd better keep this quiet until I address it in my ceremony.
You can't tell a soul, but you gotta come up to the bar and keep it between me and you.
It's one of our orders. I don't want to take a soul.
Tell nobody, shouldn't get around.
There's a word in a spider web, it's looking at his barn.
This isn't for what you do, it's for what you are. Some pigs might smile a bit. Oh, the lifting of the head, nice touch.
Look, ugly as that spider is, we should have known she was smart.
So you don't believe that someone might be smart and pretty?
No. Yes. I mean, yes, because you are.
Clever little spider, isn't she?
Where's the spider that did this?
Well, we looked all over and couldn't find her.
Looks pretty good.
Still ain't gonna change anything. He's a goner.
Yeah, glad nobody eats cows.
Gotta admit, that's a fine-looking pig.
Yep, that's some pig, all right.
After a few weeks, the phenomenon of the web wore off. Nobody cared anymore. And what was amazing yesterday was suddenly ordinary again today. It looked like Wilbur might not see snow after all.
Excuse me, but why are we here? I mean, yes, barn meeting and so on and so forth, I understand that. But must this concern us and at such an ungodly hour?
You know, Wilbur's not the only one who could end up being Christmas dinner with an apple in his mouth.
Yeah. Ah, good point. Yes. Carry on, then.
Ike, this involves every one of us.
I just have trouble looking at you. That's all.
This isn't about me. It's about Wilbur. And for the record, my view of you is not exactly a treat, either. As we've all seen, humans have very short attention spans, and there's just too much time between now and Christmas. Certainly enough time for Zuckerman to find his affection for a pig losing out to his hunger for ham.
Oh, that spider can talk.
Yeah. What did she say exactly?
She said the farmer might possibly still slaughter the pig. Sorry, old chap, but it is a common fate for your ilk.
I could just bust through the fence again.
No, once was enough for that. I just have to get the right word written. Something that makes Wilbur so special that Zuckerman will never think about killing him again.
You need something snappy, like pig supreme.
That sounds like a dessert. So, what's the point anyway? Won't work.
Could you please, just once, say something positive?
Okay, I'm positive it won't work.
How about harmoniously proportional?
Stop that. You're following again.
Please, all of you, what's the perfect word for Wilbur?
How about delicious or nutritious or extra crispy?
How about...
Oh!
Did you get it?
Yep. Bullseye. How about terrific?
Good. Much too long, though. I've only got so much web. One terrific might work.
It simply isn't true. The pig is not terrific. Look at him. He's absolutely average. If you wish to be truthful, then that is the word you should write. Average.
Wilbur, this only works if the word I write is true. And only you can tell us which word that is. So look around. We've all gathered around to help you. Now tell everyone how you feel.
Is really paying off.
Mr. Zuckerman!
There it is. Side to side, right in the same place. Terrific.
Well, that was the most amazing thing. I mean, last time we had hundreds of people. This time, thousands.
It says terrific, just as clear as day. TERRIFIC. I mean, can you imagine a spider being able to spell that word? I don't think I could spell that word to the 10th grade.
Home with you.
You think this might work?
Nope.
Dare I say it?
He looks terrific.
Look at them all.
Yeah, smile pretty. I wish geese had teeth.
Yes.
What are you suggesting, that Fern has something to do with all this?
How else could those words have gotten into that web? I know everyone is saying it's some kind of miracle, but...
But what? You don't think it is?
Do you?
The web itself is a miracle. Wouldn't you agree? Well, can you spin one?
I can crochet a doily.
Because someone taught you how. Nobody teaches a spider. They just know how to spin a web. Don't you think that's a miracle?
As summer ended, so did the excitement about the web. Charlotte needed to think of something special. Special enough to change the way people saw the world. Or at least one pig in the world, anyway. The truth is, Charlotte feared she would never find a word that could do all that. And she had to hurry. Time was running out for her. But once a promise is made, it needs to be kept.
Still no web, huh?
Nope. Haven't seen one in, I'd say, at least a month.
Funny how you get used to all those people being around the place. Kind of quiet without them, isn't it?
Yeah, I noticed the hinge pins busted on the damper in the smokehouse. Want me to order a new one?
Suppose you better. That's a special order. Gotta get a jump on that if we're gonna smoke any ham before the holidays.
You may need another cord of wood, too.
I'm just gonna throw this out here one more time. Pig supreme.
Oh, golly. Now you're just beating a dead horse.
Hey.
Sorry.
Look, I don't come across many words in the field other than, yeah, or giddy-up. But that rat's always dragging in trash with writing on it.
I agree. It's about time Templeton started pulling his weight around here instead of just eating it. I bet he could bring us some choice words.
I got a choice word for you. A little word called uh-uh.
Well, that's two words.
And here's a few more. Negative. No way, nothing doing. I ain't breaking my back to try and save some pig. No matter how terrific you think the little lunch meat is.
You'll sing a different tune when he's gone and nobody brings around those scrumptious buckets of slop.
And three, two, cue the rat.
Let's get one thing straight. I don't care about the pig. What I care about is the slop.
Of course.
And since I'll be at the dump anyway, and it won't take any extra effort, maybe I'll pick something up.
You're very kind.
Don't go spreading it around.
What? What do you want?
You'll need your strength.
Oh. Thanks.
But Dad, I heard them. I heard them talking at the smokehouse.
He's not your pig anymore.
Well, I wouldn't have sold him in the first place if I knew this is what they were going to do to him.
That's what happens to a pig on a farm, Fern. You know that.
I'll see about that.
I got maybe 2-3 years before she can out-argue me. Then I'm doomed.
And members of our own 4-H club will have the opportunity to enter livestock and poultry in the competition. So, in addition to the rides and games, make sure you show them your support as well. Any questions? Rita.
Miss Lewis, can I bring my chickens?
Your chickens, I'm sure. Pigs, chickens, horses, and cows. You certainly can. And I hope you win first prize.
How can he be in every cornfield?
It can't be the same guy. It can't be.
He's wearing the same hat. I'm telling you, he is following us.
I hate that guy.
I have got to get some guard, Owen.
All right. This is crazy. There's two of us, right?
Yeah.
Trust me, there's two of us.
And there's only one of him.
I don't know, man. He scares me. He really does.
Just think about that corn.
Yeah.
Corn.
The corn.
Corn.
All right, let's do it!
Let's do it!
Let's do it! Go!
Aboard!
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 Man, he is good. I bet he's laughing at us.
Don't look at him. Don't even give him the satisfaction. Just think about something else.
Think about something else.
Anything.
I think. I see. A rat.
That's good.
No, really, I see a rat.
Oh.
The rat is stealthy. The rat is nimble. The rat is on the...
Oh,
whoa!
Oh, ow! Oh. Oh.
The rat is losing his touch.
You want to go mess with
him? Oh, yeah. I gotta pick something. Rat on three. One, two, three.
The rat has been spotted. The rat is not enjoying this. All this for slop. The rat is desperate. The rat is trapped. The rat needs to stop calling himself the rat. Find some words. Yeah, right. The rat will never find words. Hey, look. Words.
Hey, is he still in the can?
He's in the can? Maybe we should give him some privacy. Always helps me, huh?
Nah, genius. Not that can. Where'd he go? I can't see him.
All I see is that fruit moving.
What fruit?
The fruit with the tail.
They'll never get me now.
Let's go get him.
Go!
The rat rules!
We're pink!
Hey, what the? Pink? But that's all right, isn't it? I mean, black pretty much goes with everything.
No, it's not all right. That rat is going to pay!
No!
Radiant. This might just work.
Might? Oh, for the love of Lucy.
Ooh. Ooh. Here it comes. It did this yesterday. Look that way, everyone. Right towards that cloud. Oh,
good gracious. Has it always done that?
No, it can't have.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Wow.
Oh, yes. This word will work quite nicely.
And my work is done. And now for the fruits of my labor, and the vegetables, and the gravy!
To the fair.
Wilbur might just see Christmas after all.
Is it good? Did we do it?
Yes, Wilbur. It's very good. Now smile.
Fair, Homer. What's come into you?
I don't know, sis. It just come to me.
He's a runt, Homer. He doesn't stand a chance.
Well done. Never had a doubt.
That spider did a heck of a job. She's a hard worker.
Thank you, Charlotte. You should take a little bow.
And have my beauty steal the show? Now go on and show them what a radiant pig can do.
What do you mean you're not going to the fair? I'm going to get a prize. Don't you want to be there?
Of course I do, Wilbur, very much. I'm just not up to traveling at the moment.
Why not?
Because I'm expecting.
Expecting what?
Expecting means I'm expecting you to do fine without me. You're getting to be a big pig, and you'll do just great on your own.
Okay, I'll miss you.
Come on, Homer, up and at 'em. It's the big day.
Fern? Mom. Not wearing that.
What the heck is she doing?
Bathed in buttermilk.
I've had this dream.
I gotta say, he really is some pig.
That's my buttermilk working.
You sure you want to go through with this, Homer? If you lose your entry fee, he could win, though. Stranger things have been happening around here. If he doesn't win, though, well, the way I figure it, even if he does lose, I can make it all back on the bacon alone.
Wilbur! Wilbur!
Do something, Homer.
I don't know. He just fainted. It's all right. Wherever you get some water.
It's okay, Wilbur.
Charlotte,
water's coming, okay?
Are you feeling ill and okay?
Why is it so hard for that farmer to see what is right in front of his face? Look what Wilbur has done for this farm. Isn't that better than ham? Well, there's only one thing to do, and I have to be there to do it.
Charlotte, you have your babies to think about now.
Yes, I know. But I made a promise to my friend. A big blue ribbon ought to finally get the point through that farmer's head.
Easy, Lurby, easy.
Coming through, coming through. Here we go.
There we go.
He's up.
Okay, let's see if we'll get him straight.
Buttermilk.
Templeton, I need you to go with me. We'll have to find another word. A really good one.
Sorry, lady. Comes a time when the rat's got to ask himself, what's in it for the rat?
He's right. We've been to the fair.
We have?
Remember? All that garbage there?
Oh, yeah. It's just littered with hunks of chewed on funnel cakes. And,
how's that?
And dribs of ice cream and going sour in the sun.
Yeah, right there.
Spitty little cotton candy bits ground into the mud.
Moldy cheese, half-eaten sandwiches, and sticky, icky, icky candy apples.
Wait. Go back to the moldy cheese thing.
I've never seen so much disgusting trash.
Come on, Wilbur. Good boy.
Don't hurt him, Dad.
You're a big egg to think of it. Especially the deviled egg.
You better hurry up, Rat.
Wait for me.
Come on, Wilbur. Good boy.
More food than you'll see in your lifetime. I think we milk it a little there at the end, though.
All right, John, I'll see you over there.
Charlotte, you're coming with me.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Thank you for coming.
Good luck, Wilbur. Win that ribbon.
Go get him, Wilbur.
Homer, I can leave it.
Okay, where's the filth?
Have you heard that good things come to those who wait?
No, good things come to those who find it and shove it in their mouth.
Don't think I don't know, Frank, that we're all here because a determined little girl made a promise to a pig.
Wilbur.
Sorry. I mean Wilbur. Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Fern? Avery? I'm going to give you each 10 tickets to do as you like out there. And you have to make them last all day, so don't go spending them all at once, okay?
Wow.
Oh, why?
I'll be right back.
Come on.
Okay. You're going to win the prize tomorrow. I know it. Everything will be all right.
Fern, let's go.
Oh, my. Is that what we're up against? Excuse me. What is your name? When someone wants to get your attention, what is it they call out?
Uncle.
Tell me, Uncle, what is the date of your birth? Your birthday? Oh, for heaven's sake, all I want to know is if you're a spring pig.
Oh, of course. What'd you think I was, a spring chicken?
Huge and humorous. Aren't we talented?
Spring chicken.
Charlotte, who are you talking to?
The pig next door.
Oh, should I be worried?
Of course not. What good would that do?
Whoa! Have you seen the beast next door? I think his mama was part hippo. If I had to name five of the fattest pigs I've ever seen, he'd be three of them. He's a shoo-in.
Please, that pig is not nearly as handsome as Wilbur, or as harmoniously proportioned, and not nearly as clean.
Here's a real tiebreaker.
We just have to prove that the finest pig is not necessarily the fattest. And you can do your part, Wilbur, by getting some rest.
I'm not tired, Charlotte.
Okay. Well, could you excuse me for just a minute, please? All right, Templeton, you're right. That pig over there is a shoo-in, so I need words that are even better than that pig is fat. Special words and lots of them.
How about pushy and demanding?
Templeton, please. This is our last chance to save Wilbur's life.
You do realize I'm just here for the food, right?
Of course.
Please. Give me a
stop slopping. All right. Let's go get the spider off my back.
How come I'm not in a cornfield, Owen? How come?
Hey, they got all kinds of corn right here. You got popcorn, caramel corn, candy corn.
Stop torturing me! I'm starving here, and now I'm cross-eyed because of this pink stuff. If I ever see that rat again.
Words, words, words.
Pork rinds. That'll draw a crowd. This looks promising.
Hey, that rat!
I'm gonna get me some rats!
Not these bird brains. Let's get rid of them once and for all.
And everything, rat on three! Three!
Hey, wait up, Brooksy, I'm coming with you!
Ellen.
Wait a minute. His eyes are buttons. And his hair is straw. This guy ain't real.
He's not?
No.
Oh, yeah. The rat rules. Take that.
Do you know what this means?
Yeah.
What?
We could have had corn.
Well, Your Highness, you satisfied or what? Because I got a spitty hunk of pineapple upside down cake out there with my name on it.
Yes. Very satisfied. Be careful. If you keep this up, someone might think you care.
Gee, I'm all choked up.
Shirley, if I don't win the prize tomorrow, they're going to send me to the smokehouse.
You're going to win, Wilbur. And you're going to see the snows of winter. I told you, I never break a promise.
Will you put these in for me?
Ew! You look like a girl.
Ow! I still hit like one.
Well, what do you think?
It's a great word. It's just...
Just what?
Is it the right word? Is it true? Because I don't really feel like I deserve any of the things you've written about me.
Then it is the perfect word.
Humble. That's not a prize winner. I don't know what is.
He's gonna win this thing, isn't he? Oh, Homer, I can't go up to that grandstand looking like this. They tell us the judging was going to be so early.
We did our best. I'll get the truck and take him home. I really thought we had a shot.
Mr. Zuckerman, could you come with me, please? Oh, and bring the pig, too.
great pleasure to present Zuckerman's Famous Pig. Folks, I think we all remember the start of summer when the writing appeared on the web in Mr. Zuckerman's barn. And now it has happened yet again, which is why the governors of the fair are honored to present this handsome medal, a token of our amazement and our appreciation.
Love you, Wilbur.
Well, what can I say about this pig that hasn't already been set? I know a lot of you folks have come out to the farm and you've seen the words, and a lot of you have asked me, how could this have happened? I don't know, but it has happened. In a time when we really don't see many miraculous things, or maybe we do. Maybe they're all right there around us every day, and we just don't know where to look. There's no denying that our own little Wilbur, he's part of something that's bigger than all of us. And life on that farm, just a whole lot better with him in it, really is some pig.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Hey, what's that?
This is my magnum opus.
What's a magnet opus?
Magnum opus. It means great work. It's a nutrient-filled, waterproof egg sack.
Really? There's eggs in there?
My babies. 514 of them.
Wow! With 514 baby spiders all over the place, it's going to be really radiant in the barn.
Wilbur, I'm afraid they're not going to make it back to the barn.
What? What are you talking about? You're not going to leave them here alone, are you?
I have no choice. I'm languishing.
What does that mean?
It means I'm dying.
What? You can't die.
Wilbur, we're born, we live, and when our time comes, we die. It's just the natural cycle of life.
No, no, just climb down. I'll carry you the rest of the way. We'll go back to the barn and I'll take care of you.
No, Wilbur. I don't even have the strength to climb down.
You have to. You've done so much for me.
And it was my great pleasure.
Please come down, Charlotte. Please, there must be something I can do.
No, Wilbur. Don't you know what you've already done? You made me your friend. And in doing so, you made a spider beautiful to everyone in that barn.
I didn't do anything, Charlotte. You did it all.
No. My webs were no miracle, Wilbur. I was only describing what I saw. The miracle is you.
Charlotte is very sick.
Yeah, and twisted.
She's dying. She can't go home with us, so I need you to help me take her egg sack with us.
Did you say eggs?
It's an egg sack, and it's right up there, and it has her children in it. And I can't just leave it here. What if something happened to them? Now, we can't reach it, so I need you to get it for me. And I need you to do it now.
I don't think I like your tone.
Can't you just once in your life think of someone other than yourself?
Once. Once?
Come on.
No, you come on.
Who got his hindquarters pecked to make you radiant, huh? Templeton, that's who. And who interrupted the gorging of a lifetime so you could be humble? Why, I think it was Templeton. Templeton, Templeton, Templeton! And do I get thanked? No! Well, has it ever occurred to you that even a rat might like a little appreciation? A little, dare I say, love?
Do it and you'll get dibs on my slot for the rest of my life.
Done.
Hurry, up in the corner on the ledge. Come on.
Thank you, Templeton, for everything.
Is that our lovely, ugly, ugly little Wilbur?
And he's got a medal.
Strong work, kid.
Oh, he looks so grown up.
I always knew he could do it.
Never had a doubt.
Welcome home, Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Where's Charlotte?
I got a bad feeling, Bits.
Me too.
Now, that isn't to say Charlotte was gone forever. She lived on in the hearts of those that knew her, and even those that didn't. Something had changed in Somerset County. It was as if people knew they lived in a special place now. And in small ways, they started being special people. A little bit kinder, a bit more understanding. And the animals felt different too. Closer. The warmth of their friendship carried them through the long, cold months. They showed it in little gestures of kindness, unusual patience, and promises kept. Even the hardest of hearts found themselves rising to the occasion. finally, the greatest promise of all. A spring pig saw his first snowfall. It was as though Charlotte herself had shaken it out of the sky. Stillness of winter continued to the first thaw, like it always does. And then the first buds of spring. And before you knew it, life had come full circle.
Like their mother.
They're so, so beautiful. Oh, I just want to scoop them up and hug them all.
Wow, you can fly. Look at you go.
Whee!
Now that is something to follow.
Spiders, be free. I wish I could. Kidding, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got one inside my beak.
Ah!
Thanks, baby.
That's my golly olly olly.
Wow. I can't believe they're really here.
So pretty. Yeah, Vince. You doing okay over there, Ike?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, Bets. I'm okay with it.
Spiders are nice. Spiders are my friend. Spiders won't hurt me.
Wait! What's happening? What are you doing?
Bye!
Please don't go!
Bye.
Wait! Wait!
Bye.
Where are you going?
We're setting forth. We take to the breeze. We go as we please. We take to the breeze. Bye. Bye.
You can't go. I had so much I wanted to tell you. And someone I wanted to tell you about.
Salutations.
Huh? Who said that?
I'm up here. So am I. Me too. We like to stay. We like it, Hale. And we like you, too.
You're staying? Oh, that's great. That's really, really great. Three friends. What are your names?
I'll tell you my name if you tell me why you're trembling.
Oh, well, I think I'm trembling with joy.
Then my name is Joy.
Joy. Perfect.
What was my mom's middle initial?
A.
Then my name is Elania.
Wow, great name.
Why don't you pick my name for me? Something sensible, not too long, not too fancy, oh, and not too dumb.
Tricky. How about... Whoa, Nelly.
Nelly? I like it. Well done.
Joy, Arania, Nelly. You have chosen a hallowed doorway in which to spin your webs. This was your mother's doorway. She was loyal, brilliant, beautiful, and she was my friend. I will treasure her memory forever. So to you, her daughters, I pledge my friendship.
I pledge mine. I do too. So do I.
Oh.
Okay, I'd like to make a couple of announcements. First of all, if you gals are word lovers and you need a few scraps of paper for inspiration, don't look at me. My word-fetching days are over. I'm not the rat I used to be.
I'm at least twice that. So, if you need something to write, try this. Some rat. Some rat. Think about it. Slow! Oh, yeah!
And in an ordinary barn, an ordinary pig, a runt no less, stood surrounded by friends, welcoming his second spring. And that spring was followed by many, many more. All because someone stopped to see the grace and beauty and nobility of the humblest creature. That is the miracle of friendship. It is not often that someone comes along who is a true friend and a good writer. Charlotte was both.
dream. Moving on. Moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free. Moving on. Moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's feeling sad. Always remember that there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone. Where my poor restless heart's gotta run, gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, thank you.